You're listening to SLPN, podcasts for the metaverse.
Blah, 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 SLPN this, SLPN that. Oh, right, I'm supposed to say something. Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast, podcasting.itsfullofcrap.com, and I'm your date for the evening, Lawrence Simon. Normally, story that I write, blah, but Saturday, bring in folks, weekly challenge. I post a topic, you just go to town on it, and Nardo meows in the middle of my recording. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, Podcast Media Expo, Vegas, whatever, New Media Expo, Zunes, whatever, you Planet Z did not pick the topics. Who picked the topic? Breaking and entering? Was that Eva Moon? I can't remember. Just look in the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. We got a bunch of stories in on the subject of breaking and entering. Yes, that's right. We are glorifying crime. Let's find out who won last week to see who goes first this week, and that's Brad Z. And I said, everybody stack the deck, vote as much as I, and sure enough, Brad Z came out on top. Congratulations. Brad, you've got a new link. I posted up in the show notes. I'm just copy-pasting links from what people sent in. And if you don't send in a link, not in the show notes. You see? Oh, no, he knows where I am. Well, whatever, I'm in a rush today. So here we go with Brad Z.
Hi, this is Brad Z, and this is my submission for Weekly Challenge 122, Breaking and Entering. This whole story is based off of one of my dogs, and the name of it is Hamburger.
Ooh, let me in. It smells so good in here. Where is it? Is it over here? Over here? It's right here somewhere, and I'll find it. Can you smell that? It smells like hamburger. I like hamburger. It's coming from over here, behind the store. Yep, there's hamburger behind the store. All I have to do is a little breaking and entering into Hamburgerville. I bet I can get this open if I do this. Then put a paw here. Ooh, it's open. They should just give me this instead of throwing it away. Nom, nom, nom.
That's right, folks. This podcast has gone to the dogs. Thank you, Brad. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage, podcast, or whatever the hell they've sent for me to link. We've got one rookie who's not really rookie. I mean, musician and storyteller and this and this and that. It's Fricker Fracker from frickerfracker.blogspot.com. You know, I'm going to forget about saying all the links to the show. Go to the show notes for all that stuff. We've got to get this one done. We've got to get this out there. We've got to get everybody in the boat. So here we go with Fricker Fracker, and welcome to the fun.
Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon. This is Fricker Fracker with my entry into the 100 Word Stories podcast. This week's challenge, breaking and entering. And be kind to me this week. I am a virgin podcaster. That's right. You get my first one. The other day, I broke into my boss's computer only to find classified files regarding my work ethics and possible release. Right at that moment, I came to one conclusion. Murder. I devised a plan with every detail covered. The next day, meeting scheduled. Plan intact. All was in place. He stepped casually through the door. With a solemn voice, he said, "We need to talk. This is going to be hard for me to say." I thought to myself, you have no idea. We've had a security breach recently, and I need to promote you to senior security advisor. Yes, I love it when a plan comes together.
Hold on, I'm just doing a few pistachios. Work ethics. I've heard that term. What does it mean? I mean, I used to, long time ago. Oh, anyway. Thank you, Fricker. You can find out more, Fricker, check show notes for link to blog and cool, and there you go. Also check for all his shows, and well, I gotta catch one. Dude, just IM me when one's coming up. Just TP me and get your butt over here. Okay. So, Fricker Fracker, the Rookie of the Week, and now we move to the veterans. These are the people who keep coming back for more and more and more. Like, for instance, if you've been listening to the past 2 billion podcasts, you'll know about the Chirapa from none other than Guy David. He does the music before and at the end and during and when you fall asleep, you know, the music for your dreams, Guy David. And here he is.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from The Night Guy, found at nightguy.guydavid.com, and today I have for you part 9 of the Chirapa. Enjoy! The Chirapa were entering a new stage in their stay on the planet of the humans. The crowdedness and the lack of room underground combined with the lack of sunlight and the fact that they couldn't bring new Chirapa children into the world for lack of room was beginning to break them down. Chaketu Chirapa did his best to raise the spirit of his people as their leader. He knew this couldn't last forever, and he was getting desperate. He decided the only answer was to actually meet the humans somehow, but how could he do that without being discovered?
Thank you, Guy David. Now we know about what Chirapa do late at night. You can check out more from Guy David at GuyDavid.com. Next up, we have Steven the Nuclear Man. He's got a link to some stuff going in South Ossetia in the show notes. Russians, Georgians. Are we going to do anything? Probably not. Here's Steven the Nuclear Man.
The ground vibrates from the bombs. We huddle in the corner, my children crying beneath me. Mother's picture shakes from the wall and shatters. The blue of sky, the clean rocky mountains, all is obscured by the dust and fire of the bombs. The chalk of collapsed buildings is on our tongues. My children do not know why the men run with rifles, do not understand the destruction. Vehicles rumble down the street. I pray silently to the Virgin to protect us. I pray harder than even when Joseph died. A hard boot strikes the door. I close my eyes.
Thank you, Stephen, the Nuclear Man. He's got a link to information about what's going on over there. And sorry, I was just, somebody pointed out a link to me about their three-month-old kid. They're a cat blogger, and their three-month-old kid had a fall. And something happened. And they've been blogging about the cats taking over the baby toys and all that. And the baby died. And it's just, I mean, you read a cat blog, and I don't read that much anymore. And you hear about stuff, and you see a banner here and a banner there. And you see a banner with, you know, and when people lose their pets, you know, some people post up banners and all that, and pets, prayers, and prayers, that kind of thing. And when you see a kid there, I don't know. It just, I don't know what to say. So now that I bummed you out, let's head over to Tom of, I'm not even going to say the podcast name. He just got back from Canada and the Pacific Northwest, and here's his stuff.
Hello, my people. This is Tom from the podcast previously known as Footnote.
Challenge 122 marks my second year of posting stories. Thanks, Lawrence. Tonight's story is called, Where Are My Glasses? That might not be a bad title. Max was a second story man. Windows and Lewis were his modus operandus. His working hour was 6:30 to 7:30. Max hated the street-level trade, but his wife's sister's son had to start on the ground floor. Albert, a bit less than dim, but ever eager to please, crept in the midnight shadows to the front door. Max held the Filsby compression jack against the doorknob. He motioned to young Arthur to take the hammer and strike the end of the jack. Arthur looked back, confused. Max whispered, "When I nod my head, you hit it with a hammer."
Thank you, Tom. 2 years, man. Congratulations. Have I been doing these that long? Jeez. Wow. You would think that someone that has been doing podcasting for this long would be at the PME, NME, whatever the hell it is. NME. It's the enemy. The enemy. NME. Enemy. We are the enemy. Gee, thanks. Whoever picked that up. Freaking acronym. Okay, let's move on to Justin, a.k.a. Justin Lowermaster, Chivalry Bean, or Space Turtle.
Space Turtle. Justin Lowermaster here. Today's 100-word story for the weekly challenge. I apologize if I had poor audio quality last week. I tried something and it didn't work very well, but I didn't want to re-record everything. Today the topic is breaking and entering, and it's the third and final part of Keratin Quest. Where we last left our adventurers, there were some green bean reavers that might attack. Will they make it in time to get new keratin to fix the turtle's shell? Let's find out. The Green Bean Reaver ship passed us, not hunting. Soon we were at the station and I ordered the supplies needed to fix the turtle's shell. When it was ready, I went to pick it up. There was a huge pile of orange vegetables in the hangar. I shouted at the supplier over my radio, "Keratin, not carrot tons!" Life will be so much easier when it's back to normal. It's been weird ever since the short order terrorists broke into reality headquarters, then installed a virus into the reality generators that merged the food network with the entire universe.
You know, if that were to happen, bam! Thank you, Justin. You can check out more from him at Space Turtle. Links are in the show notes. I'm going to keep saying that over and 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 over. Next up is Enema Zabaleta. She actually has a link. I've actually put it in the sidebar. I put it in the voting. I've put it in my pocket along with all my spare change. Hold on. Got to correct her spelling here. Those little red squiggles. I love them, man. Life would be so great if you just go around and, ooh, little red squiggle, click, fix everything. Little red squiggles, fix everything. Here comes Anima Zabaleta's story.
Greetings and salutations. Anima Zabaleta here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 122, themed Breaking and Entering. I'm a compulsive B&E artist. It usually leads to murder. I learned from the hand of my mother. She taught me at the tender age of 7, and by 11 I was doing the job alone. Occasionally, I'd bring her the results. At times I managed to quell my urges. When I was 15, I quit cold turkey. I didn't hardly miss the lifestyle. But by college, I had returned to my old ways. Now, I limit myself to once a week. Old age slows the body down. Today's going to be one of them days.
Quell the urges. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Anima Zabaleta. You can find out more from her. Look in the show notes. Look for the link and go there. Next up is Almoshiman. Hold on. Let me see if he sent in a file. I keep forgetting who sent in the files because then I say, Almoshiman. And no, he sent one in. He's got one here. So let's play it.
Breaking and Entering by Almoshiman. So close, I could smell it. It was stronger than the scent of the freshly mowed grass, more potent than the honeysuckle that climbed on the fence. I had no choice. I followed the trail. Maybe the Parkers were home. I hoped they weren't. I hoped the cat wasn't where I was going. Their porch window is always cracked open. You can get in if you wriggle enough, and I did. Technically, I guess, it's breaking and entering, but I couldn't stop. I scratched at a flea with my hind leg, woofed, and saw the grail, the bowl of whiskas.
Thank you, Homo. By the way, the mother kitty, the mama kitty, and the two kittens, one of the kittens has vanished, the sickly cream and coffee one that looked like a seal point, but it turns out the ears were crusty. Yeah, I know that's cruel, but hopefully it got caught and it's doing better. Otherwise, I'm going to hear like in a few months, oh yeah, that one, my dog got it. And that's going to like suck. I told them, put out traps, get them, save them, rescue them. Nope, not happening. I haven't seen a trap anywhere and these two are running around. Which reminds me, it just rained and I forgot to put the lid on the frickin' smoker. Oh, I'm such an idiot. Next up, we're going to have Eva Moon. Eva Moon and the Lunatics. You can get the link to her site, her gigs, fan mail. All of that's up in the show notes. Here we go.
Hello. This is Eva Moon with another entry into the 100-word story contest. The theme this week is breaking and entering, and I was inspired by a quote. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Leonard Cohen. I spent nearly my whole life keeping up the facade. Perfect woman, perfect family, perfect life. Terrified to reveal the truth. I'd be shunned, despised, ridiculed. Of course, you can't keep it up forever. The first cracks are tiny, almost invisible. But they spread, and before you know it, your life is a network of shards held together by fear. Now that it's all broken in pieces at my feet, I don't know why I resisted so long. The darkness is gone, replaced by brilliant light.
You are perfection to me. And don't let anyone ever tell you any different. And if they do, stab them repeatedly. With what? I don't know, a vacuum cleaner? A chicken, but really, perfection. You has it! Thank you, Eva Moon. You can check out more from Eva Moon, look at the show notes, look at the link, and go there. If you people aren't going to the show notes, you're missing out on so much. I mean, there aren't any advertisements, it's all just links. Links, advertisements, are they the same thing? I don't think so. Because if it's advertisements, I'm getting money for them, and I'm not. I don't want money from them. I'll give away money to keep those advertisements away if they go knocking on the door, knock, knock, knock. Hey, we want to sponsor that. We're a big Hollywood fat cat who want to promote a really crappy movie. You know what? Go screw yourselves. I don't want to promote your garbage. I don't want to put empty blank spaces that you will fill with crap that no one wants, no one needs, and no one will buy. You might as well just put cigarette ads up there. You might as well just put addresses for abortion clinics to bomb. No, not going to put it there. I don't care about your agenda. I don't care about your product. I don't care about your marketing scheme. I don't care about your sales figures. I don't care about your agenda. This is about writing and about recording and about podcasting and about creativity and imagination. Well, now that I've let you all have it, let's take a look at Sojourned. Sojourned Now, SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman. I didn't feel like looking up the link because Sojourned didn't send me the link. And I'm just copy-pasting links this week. That's my experiment of the week, copy-pasting the links. And if people don't put in a link, if they don't put in a topic for next week, even if they don't win, sometimes you win. Hey, sometimes you win. And sometimes you win, or somebody else wins, and they don't send a topic, and I need a topic, and I'm going to pull one from the people over there. So there. Here's Sojourn's story. Are you ready? Asked a voice from behind him. You need to get in there. There's not much time. And don't screw up, said a rough voice from the corner. He mutters in agreement, picks up the saw, and begins cutting. After his job was finished, he'd have enough money to occupy his time with a few well-oiled supermodels on the beaches of Cancun. Suddenly, blood spurts out, spattering his green surgical scrubs. He looks down at the open chest of the injured mob boss as the man in the corner points a revolver at his head. Ooh. Ooh, yeah. That's nice. Thank you, Sojourn. I probably didn't read it right, but hey, you know what happens? When I gotta read it, I'm not too sure if I'm gonna get the tone, the mode, the mood, but I gave it my best shot. Next up is Mike. Mike actually has started recording these. Yay! That means I don't have to, and you get to listen to this.
Hi, this is Mike, and this is my entry for weekly challenge number 122, Breaking and Entering. Evening has come. She begins her search for food. She needs blood for her developing eggs. Chemical sensors alert her to nearby prey, and she veers toward the source. Motion and heat sensors confirm the target. She selects a suitable spot and lands almost unnoticed. Her proboscis is sharper than a needle, capable of breaking through the toughest skin. Upon entering the wound, proteins in her saliva will inhibit clotting, allowing her to feed. It will also transmit a deadly microorganism. This human has killed hundreds of her kin. Now it will pay. She bends down and... smack! Darn mosquitoes! Well, that's the story. Hope you enjoyed it. Till next week, bye-bye.
Dude. Yeah, here come the clicks. Click, 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 click. Come on. Give me another click. Give me another click. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mike. You can check out more from Mike. Well, you didn't provide a link, but he'll be here next week. I love that clicking. Click! Yeah! One more story to go before we're done. Hopefully we can get this done in 30 minutes or less, and our pizza will be free. It is time for Planet Z.
Did you bring it? He asks. What little I can see under his hood convinces me to look away. I nod. $15 million, I say. I slide the briefcase across the table. He reaches for it. The hand is scarred and blackened, missing two fingers. The other hand reaches into a sack at his side. Are you sure you want to do this? He asks. Yes, I say. The devil's pitchfork falls to the table with a clatter. I can't help but stare. How did you get it? I ask. But the man is gone. A whiff of brimstone. Laughter.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about breaking and entering. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in new voting. That's right, voting. It takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week. Winners go first next week. And no, I haven't made the friggin' machine anyway. I haven't made the magnets yet, and I'm not going to have any take to freaking SLCC. And I'm not at NME, PME, PMS, whatever the hell it's called. I'm not in Vegas. It's sweaty enough right here. And everyone's about to go home anyway. Thank you. You can subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One click subscribe to iTunes, Podcast Ready, and kiss Adam Curry's big fat black ass at the website. Music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Isn't it great? By the way, Caleb turns 35 tomorrow. Go to BlackTieMartiniClub.com and wish Caleb a happy frickin' birthday. And then tell him, get your ass back to the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. We miss you! Maybe he's not here for a reason. Maybe he's hiding. Maybe he's intimidated. He's intimidated by Fifthographic. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, some of the unusual stuff. Another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in a little bit. Thank you once again for listening, putting up with the fact that I'm talking faster than Sir Frank. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.